It's 94.3 WYBC. Daryl Huckabee along with Dee Dee in the morning. Having a special guest join us today. Her name is Kelly Loeffler. She's the Associate State Director for Community Outreach of AARP Connecticut. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
I'm good, Daryl. How are you?
I'm great and glad to have you join us this morning to talk about a topic I think everybody can relate to. A lot of it's happening right now, and it has to do with fraud, scams that are going out in our space, and probably more so now than ever before in the past. So can you elaborate on some of the things that are out there and some things that AARP are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the first thing I want to talk about is a Federal Trade Commission report that came out about the 2023 year. And for the first time, the amount of money that was reported stolen from a fraud or scam reached $10 billion. That's 10 billion with a B. Wow. And that's just what was reported. So unfortunately, we know the number is actually much higher than that. So at AARP, you know, our priority is really around education for the most part. Unfortunately, some of the scams that we see are as old as time, but the scammers are getting far more sophisticated. And every time you think you have your bearings under you when it comes to a certain scam, they come up with a way to kind of change it and make you susceptible again.
Is that one of the reasons for the increase, you think?
I think so. There are things at play like artificial intelligence, you know, and there are also more ways to track down information on folks. A lot of it comes from social media. They can find out who your family is on social media. Mother's maiden name, you can find that on Facebook. Artificial intelligence, we know that they can kind of use our voices and our likenesses. That can be found on social media. So there's more ways to contact us, whether it be through email or phone calls, and there's more information for them to kind of take.
And what are some of the common scams that you see apparent now?
So according to the FTC, the most money was stolen from investment scams. And a lot of that is these days around cryptocurrency and usually comes with the message of you need to invest in this now. Time is running out. So creating that sense of urgency to make you vulnerable. But the amount of scams was higher for imposter scams. When a scammer could pretend to be, say, a government agency like the IRS during tax season, or they could even pretend to be your favorite celebrity saying, hey, you know, I'm trying to raise money for this charity. If you could wire me some money, I would really appreciate it. You're my number one fan, and really tricking people that way. We also actually see a very high amount of romance scams, which is a tough one to tackle as well.
Romance? In what capacity? How does that work?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people are dating online these days. So you might connect with a person on social media or on a dating app. And the entire time it's a scammer. So the scammer will wait a year or 2 years and get to know you and profess their love to you and really take their time. They're not asking for money right away. But all of a sudden, maybe they want to come out and visit you. They're from another state, but hey, I need money for a plane to get to you. Or I was about to visit you tomorrow, but my car broke down. I just need $2,000 to be able to fix it. And it starts really incrementally. So this is a tough one to tackle because there's so many emotions involved with it that people either don't want to admit that they are a victim, or even if they know, they're too ashamed to report it.
Is there an age bracket in terms of people that are the most victims?
Yeah, so we've actually found that younger adults are targeted more often. I think there's usually a connotation that older adults are victims of frauds or scams. Actually, younger adults are victims more often, but they have less money to lose. So you see a lot of times that scammers are trying to target older adults, not because they're easier to trick, so to say, but because they have more money to give up.
And again, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Kelly Loeffler. She's the Associate State Director for Community Outreach of AARP. Now, some of the platforms that the scams are being utilized through, I would imagine email and phone calls, probably the most predominant.
Those are the most predominant. We actually found that email is the most predominant. And then it could also be telephone, text messages could be, you know, started on social media. But with emails, it's really easy, unfortunately, for scammers to make their email look legitimate, like it's coming from the IRS, like it's coming from, you know, your favorite box store that you go to every week. So some of the things that we want to do when we're looking at emails are really looking at the spelling of not only what's in the email message, but the email itself, the address that it's coming from. And really be careful before you're clicking on any links.
These days, I have a phobia about emails. I think I check every single one because, you know, sometimes people can impersonate somebody you know. You know, they'll take a name, and I don't know how they're able to do this, but a name of somebody that is in your circle and create an email from that person, but it's not really from that person. So,
and they might be able to get that from social media. They might be able to find out, you know, who your family is, who your inner circle is, who your career contacts are. But the best thing to do is just take a beat anytime you're not quite sure. And if it's somebody that you know, go ahead and call them up yourself. You know, if you're getting a phone call from a loved one saying that they need help, they need money immediately, before doing anything else, you can hang up the phone and recall that person, even if it looks like it's coming from their phone number. So the other thing that we actually suggest is the next time you're with your family, it sounds a little bit silly, but come up with some sort of code word. So just in case, you know, mom, dad, granddaughter is ever calling and saying frantically that they need help and it sounds like them, you can say, you know, highlighter. I'm looking at what's right in front of me, but right. You can come up with a code word
that's
completely random. So you can ask them what it is, or if they say highlighter, you know that this is legitimate and your loved one's in trouble.
Now, what are some of the resources that AARP has for people that have been or think they've been victimized or, you know, they could look at to, you know, help prevent being victimized?
Yeah. So at our national level, if you go online at aarp.org/FraudWatchNetwork. We have lots of educational resources because, as I said, scams are getting more sophisticated. We have to stay on top of it. So you can get biweekly emails that kind of talk about what we're seeing out in community. But we also have something called the Fraud Watch Helpline, which is manned 100% by volunteers. So these are your peers. You don't have to be an AARP member to use these resources. It's open to anybody. So let me get the link, which is gone right now. Hold on a second.
And you do have a webinar series coming up as well.
Correct? We do as well. So one of the things that we're doing here locally in Connecticut is creating a webinar series. So every other month, we are doing a 30-minute webinar on a different fraud or scam. So this month on April 26th, it's a Friday at 12 p.m., we're doing a webinar on artificial intelligence and exactly how that's being used. You can register for that at aarp.org/CT events. And so the Fraud Watch helpline that I was talking about, so this is a national helpline. Anybody from the country can dial in if they think they might have been a victim, but they're not quite ready to go to the police, say, or their attorney general. They can call this helpline. So the helpline number is 877-908-3360. And that's open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kelly, for joining us today and great information. I know everybody should be on the on their P's and Q's, so to speak, because it's so prevalent out there in our space today, unfortunately. But we appreciate the tips and the resources that you all are providing to help us prevent it from happening over and over again. So we got to have you back and do some updates as to where things are headed and how things are going, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Hope to see you much smaller numbers next time.
Yeah. Kelly Leffler, Associate State Director of Community Outreach for AARP Connecticut. I'm Daryl Huckabee along with DD in the Morning, keeping you informed with 94.3 WIBC, the rhythm of the city.